Live and local on AM 770 KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to The Todd Herman Show.
The day the Lord has made and thankful for my morning walk. That's a routine now for me. I like that. Sun is not yet up. Get to see it come up over the mountains, see some animals, etc. Also, very thankful that as of today, right now, I have the ability to communicate to you most of what I see in regards to what's going on in the world, and that's very important. Let me ask you this question. If there had been created a massive online marketplace for sex trafficked kids, would you want to know? Would you want to know if there was a massive online marketplace where people can watch kidnapped girls be raped and abused? Would you want to know that? There is such a thing. It is hiding in plain sight, and it is massive. And at about 6:30, we're going to talk with a woman who is going to give you details on this. I think we're for good reason. It's not that fun of a morning show topic. It's not, but we have to know this. We've got to protect families. We have got to shed light on what's going on. We've got to be able to protect families. And we do this by talking about an evil that exists within our society. It's massive. It's a brand name. Everybody's going to know. And this woman will give you details on that. And then there's this, just real quick. Listen to this piece of audio that just now ran on Fox News. It's 6 seconds.
People who are healthy and under 40, you know, the death rate on this thing is very close to zero.
Fox News's anchor said the death rate is down after they talked about all the new cases. The cases are up, but the death rate is down. It changes the entire story. And this morning, as I was going through show prep, I saw that all of Washington State media is only giving people half the story.
Definitely some complaints on whether or not we would have to ask permission from parents to teach. It doesn't seem like it makes a lot of sense.
I am not aware.
Boys becoming pregnant.
People put it in the realm of faith. They put it in the realm of personal choice and family belief, not in a learning mindset.
Some folks are deeply, deeply offended by this in our schools, and I respect that tremendously.
Yeah, that's a lie. Chris Rakedahl was very clear. He doesn't respect people who believe in biological sex, the reality of that. He doesn't respect people who don't want porn. Literal pornography used in the classrooms. He doesn't respect that. That's just a lie he told me when we were talking. He's the boss of government schools, by the way. And to bring him up, I got a brand new thing to tell you about them. Brand new link on their website. $50 a month. Kids can earn by watching videos and reading little online works. $50 a month, and they can recruit others. That's their job, is to read and review this content and recruit other kids. I'll tell you the details in just a second. So I can confirm for you, because this morning I went to all the media sites, all the news programmers. Not a single news programmer in Seattle, in this marketplace, in Western Washington. I didn't look at the Eastern Washington sites. Not a single one of them is giving people the complete story about the COVID. Not one. Not a single news programmer. So people are being programmed to believe that we're seeing some reemergence of great danger. Cases. A record number of cases. None of them. Well, I'll take that back. Jim Bruner at the Seattle Times actually drew my attention to this. Thank you. On Twitter, that Jay Inslee had packed 3 or 4 days worth of data over the July 4th long holiday, long weekend. 3 or 4 days of data into one day, released it on Monday.
Oh, this is why we need to wear random pieces of cloth of indeterminate thickness. Fishnet will work. Hang just a random piece of cloth in your house, like a bandana or a scarf, even if it's knit. Just hang that on your face, and that way we can open our businesses.
He packed the data. This should be a major story, and it's not. The death rate plummeting should be a major story, and it's not. The CDC getting ready to remove epidemic status from the virus should be a major story, and it's not. The virus becoming more able to infect people and far less deadly at the same time should be a major story. Why? Because in every other society where that's occurred, it has led to the end of the virus. Japan, Sweden, Israel have been through this cycle. And we'll talk later in the show about some details around this, because it is stunning. It is stunning to watch the media. Just let me present it to you this way. Let me present it to you this way. I'll tell you half a story. Ready? 10,000 Russian troops are in Washington State. 10,000 Russian troops are in Washington State right now, this second. They are unarmed and in their 90s. Change anything? There were 55 plane crashes yesterday in the United States of America. Plane crashes are on the increase. No one was killed. Those crashes were the planes bumping into maintenance equipment, into little stairs they roll up. Change things? The Washington State media with their cases are up. They're stenographers. I think that's what Mark Levin sometimes calls the media when they do these things. In terms of the COVID, they're stenographers for Jay Inslee. Incidentally, you'll notice something. Jay Inslee spoke last night. I have no interest in playing Jay Inslee. There is no reason to play Jay Inslee. There's nothing to be learned from listening to Jay Inslee. We could go through and do the thing I always do with him, go through and fact check him. But here's the thing. Jay Inslee has a policy. His policy is politics. His policy is keep the lockdown as long as possible. That's very, very clear. I can show you case after case after case of data analysis from Nobel Prize winning scientists, from world famous epidemiologists, case after case of data analysis showing that the lockdowns changed nothing, nada. And I've already been through the case against masks. There's no reason to waste airtime by giving Jay Inslee airtime, because his policy is his politics. I'd rather tell you something that you're not going to get elsewhere. The Office of Superintendent of Public Instruction provided a link to their website, from their website rather, to an outside organization called Amaze.org. Amaze.org is the provider of some of the most perverse and pornographic content you'll ever see. They don't show that on their home site. I can show it to you. I can send it to you. It's not what they show on their home site. Their home site is all cartoons, etc. They provided a link from the Washington State Office, Superintendent of Public Instruction, a link to Amaze.org. Amaze.org's mission is to normalize sexual behavior between kids at young ages. That's their mission. You can watch it for yourself. see it yourself. It's evidently their mission. They're paying kids, paying them money to watch videos and recruit other kids to come and watch videos. Videos like The Truth About Porn. The Truth About Porn. Or Porn Fact or Fiction. Now, that particular video, it features a female pornographer, perhaps a sex trafficked woman, with cartoonishly, it's a cartoon, with cartoonishly large breasts, so big they make her float up in the sky. And then a man, a male pornographer, lassos her with his penis. It's right there on the website. Now, the message of the video is very clever. Porn is fiction. Yes, it is. It does not display loving relationships. No, it does not. And kids, it's normal. It's normal to want to watch it. They don't talk about the sex trafficking in the porn business. They don't talk about the fact that it rewires your brain. They don't talk about the fact that there are kids who are abused into that. Plus the kids, $50 a month to watch these videos. And they dig into all of it from a leftist point of view, all of it. Leftist point of view on how they view abortion, condoms. This is from your government website. This is from, remember, Lori Dills, who works for Chris Reichdahl, sent out an email to teachers and other supporters that said it's a good idea to use porn in the classroom. It went to an article that said that, that suggested using it. The article said it's good for kids to watch porn. Want to know why? Because traditionally marginalized students could feel comfortable. So the way you make a traditionally marginalized person, what does she mean by that? Nothing. It's word salad. This is your tax money paying for this to promote this company willing to pay kids $50 a month to watch videos and to recruit friends. $50 a month. Planned Parenthood is promoted through this, through your state website, with your money. And if you want this to end, the only solution is to vote for Maya Espinosa against Chris Reichdahl. And on this ballot, you have an opportunity to stop in its tracks this perverse sex ed curricula, which features amaze.org. And that'll be coming up in November, an opportunity to vote this thing away forever. This is something that you're not going to hear in the media. 100% of newsrooms in Washington state have never talked about this curricula. They have told you maybe 5% of the story behind this sex ed atrocity. Maybe 5%. But they got a lot of important things to tell you. A lot of important things. I want you to know you're safe in Oregon. Yeah, I know. The police station in Portland was under attack. The feds went in. The feds had to go in and make arrests. They found people with pipe bombs, Molotov cocktails. They found people with improvised explosive devices outside of a police station. The feds went in to make the arrests, not because the Portland cops aren't brave cops, but because they're not allowed to make arrests. So the feds made these arrests of people trying to take a police station by force. That is phase three in Mao's model for insurgencies. Mao Zedong's model for insurgency is the taking and then the keeping of government infrastructure. Just a note, reminder, Antifa and the Marxist leaders of Black Lives Matter, not the members, the Marxist leaders who run a violent Marxist organization called Black Lives Matter Incorporated that is ruining black lives. They still own the area outside City Hall in New York City. But I want you to rest assured, you're safe from hand signals. You're safe from hand signals. The media has done their investigation. So has the Oregon State Patrol. This is a hand signal that a trooper gave during a Salem protest.
OSP wasn't available for an interview today, but released a statement saying it was the trooper's way of making sure the man who was pushed was okay. But according to the Anti-Defamation League, this symbol in the last few years has been associated with white power. However, they say caution must be used in evaluating when the symbol is used. OSP says they condemn all racist behavior.
First of all, it's defamation, not defamination. That's a different sort of thing that goes on in society. Defamation. Secondly, the OK sign, someone somewhere decided that that was a white supremacist sign. And someone somewhere got the Navy. Like, I think it was the Navy. It was one of the armed forces had to say, no, wait. This has been a sign forever with people. No, this is not that. But of course, now they're going to examine this and look at this. Meanwhile, you have actual pipe bombs outside of a police station. You have actual improvised explosive devices being used to try to attack a police station, and you're not talking about that in the media in Oregon. Andy Ngo is talking about that. The right-wing media, the conservative media is talking about that. We are the completion of the news story. And I want to thank Western Washington news programmers for making me, this show, Dory's show, Jason's show, absolutely necessary when it comes to the COVID. I will put our reporting about the COVID up against anything in Western Washington. We are the completion of the story. The other side of the story in Oregon is, well, there was some protests and emotions got heavy and hot outside the police station in Portland. We go to Ramirio Ramirez. No, that's not the story. The story is they want to take him by force. And I think maybe Mayor Jenny is waking up to this. I think maybe she is. We'll get later to the statement from Shama Sawant. Shama Sawant, to her credit, she's never hidden the fact that she's a socialist. To her credit, she is not hiding the fact that she intends to destroy our American system. The system of our founders, the system of our Constitution, she intends to destroy it, to topple it, to burn it down, to replace it with the world's most violent, most regressive, most tyrannical system ever, and that is communism, which she calls socialism. She's flat out said this in a council meeting. She threatened Jeff Bezos. If you fight us on this tax, Jeff Bezos, we will rise up. You can see, and this is, and we are rising up in different ways. Yes, different ways. With rapes in the Antifa stand, sexual assaults in Antifa stand, attempts to burn down businesses in Antifa stand, four shootings, two deaths in Antifa stand, including the death of a child in Antifa stand, then, and this is what she means to Bezos. This is what Shama Sawant means to Bezos. But don't worry. We'll let you know if a cop makes an okay sign. Don't worry. Jay Inslee will tweet with great umbrage that his cousin, a police officer, made some questionable jokes about people getting hit by cars on I-5. They're questionable. They are. You know what else is questionable? Jay Inslee's entire history. He and his policies have led to the murder of police officers. But he really takes umbrage with his cousin. So Shama Sawant can threaten a citizen. And the threat is clear. When the rioters went to Jenny Durkin's house They didn't leave and go away and leave no memories. From Safe Seattle on Facebook, Safe Seattle is the preeminent news source for anything related to the homeless industrial complex. They are the preeminent news source for news related to Shama Sawant and her efforts to destroy this city, to replace it with something else. Safe Seattle on Facebook pointed this out later. So did Q13 Fox, who picked up on it later, after Safe Seattle. The rioters spray painted on Jenny Durkin's driveway or the street outside her home. It's not clear which. No justice, no sleep. B word. Right outside Jenny Durkin's home. No justice, no sleep. B word. Calling the mayor the B word. Shama Sawant is quite likely the person who doxed Durkin, because her home address had been a secret because of her work as a U.S. attorney, if you would want to call that work. The message is quite clear to Jeff Bezos from Shama Sawant. We'll come to your house. We'll bring these people to your house and to your business. And you've seen things burn. Your stuff can burn too, Jeff. That's a clear message. Interestingly, do you remember back in the day when Me Too was a thing?
You know, till it happens to you, you don't know.
Lady Gaga, do you remember back in the day when Me Too was a thing and it was not to be done to yell at women or to use the B word? Those days are gone. Now, there's an effort to tear down and cancel the play Hamilton. Yeah, do you remember back in the day when Hamilton was woke?
Vice President-elect Pence, we welcome you and we truly thank you for joining us here at Hamilton and American Musical. We really do. We are the diverse America who are alarmed and anxious that your new administration will not protect us. Our planet, our children, our parents, or defend us and uphold our inalienable rights, sir. But we truly hope that this show has inspired you to uphold our American values and to work on behalf of all of us. All of us.
The media loved Hamilton, and they were the woke of the woke, and they went on tour, and they started doing that at all their plays. Everywhere they went, they started reproducing their view of politics and lecturing the audience, which is why I never saw Hamilton. Well, now that it'll be canceled. In the cancel culture. Here's a message to everybody. You can never be woke enough, because it's not about agreement. It's not about peace. It's about destruction of the system called America. That's what this is about from the far left, who are in city councils and in governor's seats. It's their policy. I'm not talking personalities. I'm shedding light on policies so we can help defend communities and build up families. Come back on the Todd Herman Show on AM 770 KTTH. If there was a huge marketplace for people to watch the rape and torture of kidnapped girls, would you want to know? There is. I'm going to tell you about it next on the Todd Herman Show. There is, in fact, a worldwide platform where people can go watch kidnapped girls and women be tortured sexually. There is. And I want you to hear about this. You know, the journey that we've taken in exploring adolescents' mental health, and particularly as it relates to girls. And one of the things that I've learned through this process is the way pornography is affecting our society. There's a broad reach to that. And we've talked about that on the show, and young men who are now being raised by pornography to believe it's, you know, it's legitimate sexual activity to choke girls, etc. I want to look at this from a different perspective, and that is the perspective of this huge conglomerate Pornhub and what they're doing to participate in, literally to participate in, the sex trafficking and rape of children and women and girls. Layla Micklewaite joins me on the Todd Herman Show, who's looked into this far, far deeper than I have and is working to really shed a light on this. And Layla, welcome to the Todd Herman Show.
Thank you for having me.
Such a pleasure, and such a brave move, I think, that you're doing here. Can you talk to people about the reality of Pornhub and the sex trafficking business? Because I don't think people understand how tightly connected they are.
Absolutely. So Pornhub is the world's largest and most popular porn website. It is the primary way that porn is being distributed throughout the entire world, and it's owned by a company called MindGeek, and MindGeek has been said to own between 70 to 90% of the world's online mainstream porn. And what's going on is that Pornhub is infested with videos of the real rape and the real sex trafficking and exploitation of women and of children. And we have evidence that that is taking place. And so for parents, what that means for you is that your children are literally two clicks away from watching the real rape and trafficking of women and other children as their sex education. And the way that this is happening is because, these are user-generated content sites. And what that means, it's kind of like the YouTube of porn. But what's happening is that they do not, so Pornhub, with 42 billion visits per year, with a B, with over 6 million videos uploaded per year. If you put those videos back to back and watch them from beginning to end, it would take you 169 years to watch just the content that's uploaded in 1 year to Pornhub. And they do not reliably verify the age or the consent of millions of people who are featured in these hardcore pornographic videos that they profit from, that they place ads around, that they monetize in multiple different ways. They're making hundreds of millions of dollars off of this content, and they're not verifying the age or the consent of those in the videos. And what we've found is that the site is literally infested with videos of the real rape and trafficking women and children, that they're, you know, for example, the Internet Watch Foundation in only 2 years confirmed 118 cases of children being raped and abused on the site. And they said half of that was category A level abuse, which was sadism and or penetration. We've recently had the horrifying case reported in the BBC of Rose Kalemba, who was a girl from Ohio. She was 14 years old. She was taken at knife point. She was raped for 12 hours, and the videos of her rape and torture were uploaded to Pornhub, and she said she begged Pornhub for multiple months, for 6 months, to remove the videos. And it wasn't until, as a child, she pretended to be a lawyer and threatened legal action that they finally removed the videos. And then you have the horrific case of the 15-year-old girl from Florida who was missing for a year. And she was found after 58 videos of her rape and abuse were found monetized on Pornhub. And they actually matched her rapist's face in these videos with surveillance footage from a 7-Eleven. And that's how she was located. So, I mean, those are just a few examples of the many cases and many, many examples of the way in which children and women as well are being exploited, raped, and trafficked for profit on the world's largest and most popular porn site.
It's a phenomenal act of evil. And I would just remind men, and I've been very open on this on the show, Layla Micklewaite's with us, that, look, I'm a dude. And when I was young, I watched porn. And my mom was real smart with me when I was young. One of the things she did is she found a penthouse and a Playboy in my possession. My dearest friend, Eric, God rest him, had given them to me when he left. And my mom found them, and she came home. I came home, and they were laid out on the kitchen table, Layla. And I walked, oh my gosh, I was like 14, and my mom said, sit down. I don't want to sit down. She said, no, sit down. We're going to look at these together. And she said, do you think women enjoy this? Do you think this is reality? It was a very phenomenal teaching tool. And then as an older guy, older teen, I regressed and you know, internet porn was so available. I made the decision to stop watching that forever decades ago. And it was because it occurred to me, I have no idea who's in this. And if people want to do this, and I'm blessed to have walked away from it because it changes the brain. And it makes it difficult for men and women to enjoy reasonable sexual relationships. You mentioned this case from Florida. And if I recall correctly, if I'm not mistaken, her mother was trying to find this girl who'd been kidnapped for a year. And I believe she ran across a video on Snapchat and then found that. And then they had to track this guy down and arrest him. And he tried to make this claim that, well, I mean, you know, she was into this, etc. And here's what I remember, Layla. After that case broke, am I mistaken, or did her actual name, that girl's actual name, become one of the top searched terms on Pornhub?
Yeah, actually, I believe that that particular girl from Florida, I don't believe that her name was released because she was a minor. Yeah. I think she still is a minor. I think what you're referencing is the fact of Rose Kalemba, the story reported in the BBC, and her name did become, a keyword search on Pornhub and other porn sites. Her people searching for her rape and abuse. But I think you make a great point is that look, there's this myth that is perpetuated that when you go on sites like Pornhub, that everybody in those videos is consenting adults, that they may look like they're suffering and they're crying, and they might look like teenagers. In fact, you know, one of the most searched terms for years in a row, one of the most searched genres on Pornhub is called teen or barely legal, young teen, those kinds of things. And there's girls in knee-high socks and pigtails, and they look underdeveloped and all of this. But there's this myth out there that, well, no, they might look like they're 13, but they're actually 18. And what we know now is that's not true because nobody's verifying in any reliable way whether they're adults or not. So you could easily be watching the exploitation, the rape and trafficking of a child when you watch that material. And just so everybody knows, according to our national and international law, any minor that is used in a commercial sex act is a victim of sex trafficking. And every sex act that is on Pornhub is commercial because they're making millions of dollars off of this content. And so I think that those who are passionate about fighting trafficking also have to be passionate about taking sites like Pornhub down, shutting them down, holding their executives accountable for mass rape and trafficking that's going on. And I suggest you go to traffickinghub.com if you want to sign the petition to do just that. We have over 1.5 million people who've signed the petition. We just released a viral video last week that has gotten 25 million views in just a number of days. That it's a 2-minute video that kind of explains everything I just told you, and people are sharing it around the world like crazy because people are finally waking up to this, and it's not just a right issue or a left, liberal, conservative. This is a human issue. This is for everybody, and everybody needs to care about it.
Couldn't agree more. And Layla McWhite's with us, and we'll provide a link to that video. We'll provide a link to Trafficking Hub and make sure that people have access to this. I think one of the things people need to know is in relation to sex trafficking, there is on Pornhub, there is, and you guys have done a great job of demonstrating this, there's trading back and forth of videos of kids being raped using the CP designation, CP changing for standing for child pornography. Here's one of the things and aspects of this, Layla, that I think is deeply overlooked, is that the profit margin for drug dealing, because we hear about this, shut the drugs down, or you've got cities like Seattle where it's open-air drug dealing, that goes hand-in-hand with sex trafficking. Want to know why? Because it is far more profitable to put a person into sex slavery. It is some 1,500 times more profitable. Believe it or not, it's less risky to do that than drug dealing, which is a phenomenal statistic than money to be made here. Layla, Pornhub is creating a marketplace for kidnapped children. They're creating a marketplace for trafficked children. That's what they're doing.
Definitely. Right? Yeah. And I want people to be aware, though, it is kidnapped children, but it's also average children. I just spoke with a victim yesterday, and she was a 14, 13 years old. 13 years old. She was kind of, you know, not the popular kid in school. She came from a normal home and a normal background, but she was, you know, kind of had low self-esteem, and she got involved in these online chat rooms. And this is a story of her multiple times. And what happened is she, you know, had a groomer or a trafficker who actually, you know, what they do is they're master manipulators. And they knew that she was a vulnerable, low self-esteem girl. They started to give her compliments and, you know, tell her that they loved her and all these things that she really was craving, attention and validation. And then they convinced her, you know, if you love me and all this stuff, send me a video of yourself, right? So they convinced her to send this video, said it will be private. And then what they did was they took the video and they said, now I'm going to send this video of you to your parents, your school, your classmates, if you don't send me everything I tell you. And then they made her for years be entrapped, blackmailed, and trafficked. That's trafficking. They exploited and coerced and manipulated her into sending them tons of videos that then got uploaded. She said they got uploaded to Pornhub and were on the site. And she was in the system of trafficking and exploitation, and she couldn't get out of it. And that could happen to anyone's child. And I think that's what's important for us to realize. It's not just, you know, in Cambodia and Thailand, girls that are being kidnapped and forced and things like that. It's average children that are being uploaded to these sites, manipulated and trafficked.
So let me make this very clear to the Western Washington audience. We are a hub for sex trafficking. You know, I work with the Genesis Project and have given them money. Not enough work and not enough money, because there's never enough to get kids out of this business and women out of this business. And these people view it as a business, and it's torture. And when I talk about creating a marketplace, I mean making it more profitable to kidnap and to do what Layla McWay just described, making it more profitable, more easy to earn money. Please understand this. So, again, Layla McWay's been with us. Again, tell people how they get involved now that they understand Pornhub is sex trafficking. How do they get involved,
yeah,
and how do they help stop this evil?
Certainly, yeah. Pornhub is arguably the largest collection of sex trafficking and exploitation evidence in existence. And the way that you can get involved in fighting it and to shut it down, to hold those accountable who have been profiting off of this, is go to traffickinghub.com, sign the petition, share the petition. The petition has been very powerful in getting legislators involved, calling for federal level investigations and so many other things, so much media. Watch the video that's on the site, share the video, raise awareness, and don't be silent about this. We've got to make a lot of noise until, you know, appropriate action is taken to hold this company accountable that, again, that I said owns up to 70-90% of all the world's most popular mainstream pornography today.
All right. Well, that's what we'll do. And we'll put a link to that on the Todd Herman Show Facebook page and on Twitter. And Layla, I hope you'll come back. I'd particularly love to talk to you about your upcoming book, The Triple X Factor, How Porn is Changing Our World and What We Can Do About It. I'm a father, but I'm also a human being. And I see so clearly what's going on. And I appreciate pioneers like you stepping forward to fight this battle. Layla McAway's been with us on the Todd Herman Show. We'll come back and roll up into some local stuff next on AM 770 KTTA. So there's a free ice cream. I guess this is a way to view it. There's free ice cream in some locations around Seattle. Molly Moon's. That's the way I would view this. That's not what they're saying. But they have put signs up in the windows of Molly Moon's ice cream places that if you're a police officer, leave your wicked, stinking, evil gun outside our beautiful, flawless shops. It's their business. They are violating the same form of anti-discrimination laws that Sideshow Bob used to crush a florist in the Tri-Cities. Same exact legal theory. Follow me. The Supreme Court invented a right to marriage. They wrote a law that said it is a right to get married. And they applied that to gay people. So that's a law they wrote. Now, they're not supposed to write laws. That's a time, a topic for a different time. But they did. They wrote this law. So then people took that right because it's not a real right. Real rights constrain government. Actual rights do not let the government apply force to others on your behalf. But this is an anti-right, as in matter and antimatter. So activists used that law written by the Supreme Court to say, you have to involve yourself in our wedding ceremonies. You have to. It is our right to force you to come to our wedding and do our bidding. It's our right to make you go against your religious beliefs. It's our right to cancel your First Amendment. And Sideshow Bob, our part-time attorney general, agreed. Yeah, it is their right to force you to violate your religious conscience. And he crushed a florist using these perversions of American justice. It is. It's the Supreme Court is not to write laws. And they've said, hey, look, it's a right in Washington state, too. They had a marriage certificate. They got married. You have to service them. All right. The Second Amendment is an actual right. The government cannot take away your right to bear arms, keep and bear arms. And in Washington state, it's our right to open carry. It's right there. It's our right to conceal carry if you meet the qualifications to conceal carry. But it's everybody's right to open carry. Molly Moons is violating your civil rights, 100% violating your civil rights. That's their business. And intellectually consistent as I am, they have the right to do this, except not legally, not anymore, not inside Joe Bob's world. So if you're a cop, guess what? Never buy ice cream at Molly Moon's. I think they're saying, too, if there's a robbery at our store, don't come in. Don't come in. Don't help us. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show.